This week on the podcast for the new All Age Comic Books for the week of September 26, 2018, Usagi, TMNT, Star, Science, Space, Buffy, Blastosaurus, Amulet, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and we are going over the new all age comic books for the week of September 26th, 2016. Every Wednesday is new comic book day. If you have any comments, questions below, just chime them in the comments, and we will get to them as we go through the top 12. According to us, all age comic books for this week. And there are lots of them. And you may think to yourself, you know what, if you haven't been to your comic book store in a couple of years and you're a parent, man, that's kind of a pity because there are lots of great comic books for kids. Sometimes they're a little more challenging to get to because the comic book store can be intimidating. So that's why we put this out here, just to give you maybe a highlight of 9 to 12 really great comic books that you can't miss, and we'll go over some age ranges that are good for all of them. Like this one. This one is one of our favorite comic books. It's not going to be for everybody, especially this one because it's a little pricier than some, but the content is astounding. It's Usagi Yojimbo meeting up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is the complete collection. It combines two of our favorite series in one team-up. Usagi Yojimbo is the character created by Stan Sakai. It's normally a black and white joint, and I believe this one is too. This trade paperback is black and white. No, it's full color, isn't it? Oh, it's color. It's 192 pages of color, and that's different because normally Usagi Yojimbo is in black and white, and that's going to limit some of the appeal as to who might dig it. However, throw the turtles in there for good measure. Boom, you've got a great story that kids 9 years old and up are going to love, and the content is going to be right in line with what a 9-year-old kid is going to like. And this combines all of the Turtle Usagi mashups, including Turtle Soup and Rabbit Stew, The Crossing, The Treaty, Shades of Green, and the recent full-color tale Namazu. Beautiful stuff. It also includes lots of extra stuff that Stan Sakai's studio has done. And this is a great compilation. For only $14 through some of the links, $18 retail, Usagi Yojimbo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the complete collection. This is a trade paperback that you're going to want to check out if you're a fan of others or if you're just genuinely curious of a really unique, great trade paperback that's nice for kids in fourth grade and up. We love this book. A story, a franchise that really does not grace the pages of the all-age comic book audience much as this one. We've never mentioned this one, so it's worth mentioning this week. Star Trek. I know, we've... And Star Trek is one of those series that the monthly comic book is a nice comic book. It really is, but it's not really for all ages. It's like for maybe middle school, upper middle school and up, for a couple of reasons. The content, there's not really enough action to engage younger audiences. This one, though, is a little bit different. It's Star Trek versus Transformers. This is a mini-series from IDW Publishing. Issue 1 of 4 comes out. You've got John Barber, Philip Murphy, and Mike Johnson handling the art and the story in this. And what's unique about this, if you check out the posting over at daddymojo.net, is, or even if you just do a quick search for IDW Star Trek versus Transformers, the art is straight up 80s. Like, if you remember Star Trek, the cartoon series in the late 80s, early 90s, how kind of jolted and odd the characters looked. That is how they're drawn here, as are the Transformers. Beautiful stuff. Moms and dads who were geeks in the 80s or early 90s, they will love this. And it's only a miniseries. We've spoken a couple of times before how miniseries are often the best way to go for some all-age comic books. Because it's kind of like it's a trial period. You can try it before you buy it. In this case, though, you're buying it. It's still great. It's not a long-term commitment. You're not getting married to Star Wars and Transformers, Star Trek and Transformers. You're just dating them. It's funny I mentioned the Star Wars mix-up. Oops. Sorry, because the next comic book is an ongoing series that is really fabulous. Again, from IDW Publishing. Just a happy coincidence. It's Star versus Star. But this is Star Wars. And this is, for those parents that grew up in the 70s, let's cruise back a decade earlier. This is reminiscent of Spidey Comics, if you remember that, man. That was a great miniseries from the Electric Company. And that is an ongoing series, Spidey, obviously Spider-Man, but it was a very kid-friendly Spidey, Spider-Man. This is Star Wars Adventures. This is the very kid-friendly version of Star Wars. And you're saying to yourself, well, Star Wars has always been a kid-friendly adventure. And it has been. This one is even much more kid-friendly. It's one that adults won't even want to go near. It's got like that toxic aura of kryptonite around it for Star Wars fans. It's Star Wars Adventures. It's an ongoing monthly comic book from IDW Publishing. This is issue number 4. On the cover, we've got Chewie running like a madman from some alien who I don't know. And the way this comic book is represented, it's got two stories. One story represents about 70% of it, while the other one is 30%. 70% action, light action, that's all age-friendly for ages 5 and up. And the other 30% is more of a comedic story, because Star Wars needs more comedy. Said no one ever. It is Star Wars Adventures, issue 14, and that is out this week. Now then. Where is your local comic book store? If you are a parent and you don't know, you're totally forgiven. Just check out Comic Book Store Locator, and you will find out where it is. Comic Book Store Locator into any search engine, and type in your zip code, and boom, there's one within 15 miles of you. I can guarantee it. This series is awesome. It's beautiful, it's educational, and it's reasonably priced. It's not a textbook either. I sound like I'm describing my physics book from college. It's not. It's Science Comics. Science Comics is an imprint from First Second Books. First Second Books, everything they do, we totally love. And this is it's an ongoing series of original graphic novels that are beautiful. They're beautiful for a couple reasons. One, because they're really educational. They're funny and educational. And they're fun to read. They're edutational fun. Is a word that makes no sense, but this is Solar System. Solar System, our place in space. It's going to hit all planets in our solar system, as well as a lot of those quarks, black holes, nebulas, and other things that are out there that kind of confuse me, definitely confuse our 8-year-old, but the people who write these books, in this case, Rosemary Mosco and John Chad, they make the complex educational. There was a Science Comics graphic novel that came out last year or the year before about DNA. And it wasn't specifically about DNA, it was about dogs. And they made the DNA of a dog approachable and understandable. How you like that? Start with the Big Bang, and you've got Science Comics Solar System, Our Place in Space. It retails for $20. However, buy it through some of the links, and it will only cost $16. And it is great. Really is stuff. This comic book, the first issue came out last month. However, if you're from New Zealand, then good on ya. It's approaching spring there. Happy spring. Blastosaurus. Blastosaurus is the most popular comic book in New Zealand's history. And lo and behold, it's an all-age comic book. And it's great. This is it's like Spidey Comics and Electric Company. It's an example of a comic book that does not dumb down the content for the younger audience. It's funny, it's action-packed, and it's just downright silly without being stupid and pratfallish that would turn off parents and just have them roll their eyes and say, you know what, this is a comic book for you. Go in there, 6-year-old kid, and read Blastosaurus. This is great for anyone. It's definitely going to appeal more to younger readers. But Blastosaurus, issue number 2 from Golden Apple Books. It's out this week. Richard Fairgray is the creator of Blastosaurus. Paul Edling and Richard Fairgray again. This is great stuff. This is a miniseries, I believe, from Golden Apple. Buy it while you can, because this is one of those comic books that would behoove the all-age audience on a monthly basis. This is an ongoing series, an ongoing miniseries, and the one half of them is ongoing every month. One half of them makes very regular appearances, and you read the creators in this, and it's like, wow, I know half of these cats, right? I know their names and what they're associated with, and everything they do is great creative gold. It's Archie meets Batman 66. Batman 66 is the comic book that Jeff Parker wrote, and they still have occasional team-ups like Batman 66 versus the Avengers, like the 60s Avengers, not the comic book hero from the Marvel comics. This is Archie meets Batman 66, and it makes perfect sense. You roll your eyes and say, this can't make sense, but it can. If you watch Batman, the classic TV Batman, and you say, that's just camp, weird, fun, that's what this comic book is. And this is issue number 3. The cover has Archie grabbing his longboard and Batman grabbing his longboard going surfing as Batman wears swimming trunks and goes into the water. It's $3.99. Beautiful stuff. Catch this out, and I think you'll enjoy it. Sometimes new original graphic novels are a better jumping in point for some all-age audiences, just because of what it is. This could be a graphic novel like that, because some folks, especially you folks who have Amazon, you're going to be more familiar with this. It's Costume Quest, and this is a show on Amazon. I had to think on that for a second. It's a show on Amazon, Costume Quest. It's a graphic novel, The Invasion of the Candy Snatchers. You've got Clem and his pals, they're aliens. They come down, they're popular grublins, and they come down to Earth to get candy because there's no food on their homeworld. And on Halloween, there's lots of candy. So come on, party down, aliens. And the aliens find it quite inhospitable on Earth because of the pitfalls and the pratfalls and the problems that may accompany being a kid on Earth. This is silly stuff. It's all age friendly. And for an original graphic novel, it's got a really nice price point of only $9. Buy it through the links. You can save 20 bucks, 20% for $7.19. So that depends. It may be your jam. If you've seen the series on Amazon, you're immediately going to like it. If not, thumb through a page or two. Maybe you can even get a couple sneak preview pages on Amazon Prime. It's Costume Quest, graphic novel, Invasion of the Candy Snatchers. And we have it on good authority that Donald Sutherland is not in this. This is a neat concept. We have something like this here. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's a young adult novel called New School Nightmare. And some properties, like Backstagers. We read this book last week. And this is from Amulet, an imprint of Abrams. There are some for Lumberjanes, and this is the first one from Backstagers. I like this Backstagers young adult book better than the comic book. I still like Lumberjanes comic book better than the young adult books, but those young adult books are great. This is the young adult compendium for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's a little bit different, whereas the previously aforementioned young adult books are all straight-up books. I mean, it's a book with very few, if any, illustrations. This one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the young adult novel, New School Nightmare, it's more like a wimpy kid, where there's a lot of normal text, but there are some comic pages, there are some diary pages, and some other things that you might associate more in a stereotypical girl book. Having said that, there's going to be enough action and enough vampire-esque fun in New School Nightmare to really accommodate any audience, boy or girl, if you're down with a young adult, middle grade story. I'll even say ages 9 and up would be able to handle the text in this. It's from Carolyn Nowak, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, young adult novel, New School Nightmare. And we were really pleased to see this comic book come back. It's from Marvel Comics, and it's a case where I think that I don't know why the publisher grades this the way they do. They call it Teen Plus, but it's a beautiful comic book that upper middle school and up will really enjoy. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, issue 35 is out this week. And a couple of issues ago, actually I think for the past 6 issues, they've been doing something where Moon Girl has teamed up with various elements of the X-Fantastic Four. But now that the Fantastic Four are back together, yay, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur are one again, and they can continue fighting evil, or middle school blues, or high school hijinks, or aliens from outer space. Long story short, great comic book. There's enough action for anybody, boys or girls, jump into this. Middle school is safe. Upper elementary school, you'll love it too. And issue 35, Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur, out this week. Now, this is probably the biggest heavy hitter that we have this week, and it is from Scholastic. Graphics. Graphics is the graphic novel, mainly graphic novel imprint of Scholastics. And this is book 8 in the Amulet series. If you have a kid in upper elementary or middle school, they love this series from Kazu Kibayashi. I am not that familiar with it. I've read one of them. I haven't read all 7 of them, but Amulet has legions of fans to where we were in the bookstore today. The actual bookstore, I know. Crazy. Still exists, but it's a big one. It anchors the mall down the road, and we were there picking up something for a birthday party this weekend, and they had about 50 copies of this out. So that gives you some idea that even in a brick-and-mortar place, they've got 50 copies of this out there. And as a reference for the other graphic novels, there weren't 50. Maybe there were 7 or 8. They expect to sell the heck out of Amulet, and based upon the upper elementary school kids that we know, they're going to be all over it. This is Amulet Supernova, and it's out this week. Do you have... Now, this one is right in the middle school, right in the middle school sweet spot. Because, well, actually, I'll put this caveat in there. If your child has seen Stranger Things and it didn't scare them too bad, they're going to like this. I mention that because it's from Dark Horse. Dark Horse stereotypically doesn't do many properties that are kid-friendly or all-age comic book-friendly. However, this is Stranger Things, so it's not really... It's not gore scary or too gory or too bloody, but it is going to be very taut, have some monsters and have some blood. And it's listed as a horror comic from Dark Horse. So I think they're just kind of covering their bases there. It's not going to be too horroristic, but it's not going to be good for an 8-year-old. I wouldn't give it to our 8-year-old. Yeah, maybe our 11-year-old nephew. He might be down with it if he's seen Stranger Things. But it's a beautiful thing. I like the artwork from this, too. The artwork is very classic. Reminds me of very old-school Fangora, or old-school kind of monsters. That if you ever read that magazine when you were a kid. And even now they still produce it, but it costs $10 when it comes out. So we're not buying that. But if you're in middle school and up, check it out. It's Stranger Things, number 1. I believe it's a miniseries. And this explores Will when he was in the Upside Down and he was lost. This kind of takes a deep dive into what happened to Will as he was in the Upside Down. So it's beautiful stuff for you Stranger Things fans. And this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. For more, check us out on Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo. And thank you very much for watching. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.